We begin the current daven, Masechtas Nida daf Memvav. Begin 9 lines down with the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlokes regarding what's called Toich Zman. In our previous mission, we discussed in the laws of Neder, developmentally, as we're going in the ages of the child growing up, for a boy and a girl, we spoke about the year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, which is called Toich Zman. Before that, they're called Lefnei Zman, those are minors. After that, when they're Bar Bas Mitzvah, that's called La'achas Zman, they already reached the age. Then there's Toich Zman, which is the year before Bar Bas Mitzvah. So for the laws in the Darm, which is what our Mishnah spoke about, if they know whom they're making a neder in Hekdesh for, it's considered a neder, and if not, then it's not. Now then there was a machlekes regarding ancient, regarding other areas of halacha, the year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, what's called Toich Zman, in the time, if they develop two pubic hairs, is that going to make them like La'achas Zman as an adult, or like Kodem Zman? So the Gemara actually had a refutation of the Man D'Amar that said it was La'achas Zman, seemingly proving that it's Lefnei Zman. So that the Gemara continues, says Amrav Nachman, says actually Ketano, you could actually say this halacha Toich Zman, if it's Lefnei Zman or La'achas Zman, is a machlekes tanaim in the following brisa. The brisa opens up by saying Ben Tesh Shanim Shehevi Beis Cyrus. So although a 9-year-old we had spoken about is developmentally at a certain stage that his bees can consider bia, but even if he develops two pubic hairs, says the Mishnah, that's considered a shuma. So even the contrary Beis Behuda, who we're going to see that he's more lenient, he agrees that when it's just a 9-year-old that develops two pubic hairs, it's considered just as a mole. And a mole, it's normal that there's hairs over there, but it's not a sign of maturity, of maturation, of adultery. Now, but older than that, mi ben tes vad yud beis shana b'yom echad, but when it's from after 9 until the age of 12 years old, so then it's a machlekes. Tanakama says, Shuma. It's a mole, like we said, and it's normal for hair to grow, so, but it's not a sign of a maturity that the hair is there. It's just like a mole, which you could always have hair growing from. But Rabbi Yisbehudah, Ms. Simon, he says, no, it's a sign of godless, of being an adult. Even if it's under the age of Bar Mitzvah, just being, even in that age bracket already, if you have two pubic hairs, it's a sign of adulthood. Now, continues the Braisa, Ben Yud Gimel Shana B'Yamechad. A 13-year-old, Devrei HaKol, Simon, everyone agrees, that's a sign when you have two pubic hairs of adulthood. Now, the Gemara says, Haguf HaKasha. There seems to be an internal contradiction in this Braisa. Amrit, you said, okay, so just being a 9-year-old, according to everyone, that's a Shuma. After that, up until 12, so, Mi Ben Tesvad Yud Beis Shana B'Yamechad, that's where we had a Machlekes. Beis Behuda, okay, he says that that's a simon, but the Tanakama said, the Rabbanan said that it's a shuma. It's just a mole. It's not a simon. Hayid gimel shana gufa simon. So that means to say, but in the 13th year itself, meaning up until 12 years old, it's a shuma. But from 12 to 13, in the 13th year itself, it's a sign of adulthood, even according to Rabbanan. Yet Vahadutani, then subsequently the Braisa says, Ben Yud Gimel Shana B'Yamechad Simen. Oh, according to everyone, when it's 13 years old, it's going to be a sign. Now, Rabbi Yisbehuda holds it's a sign already from in those 3 years, 9 to 12. So Hayud Gimel Shana Gufa Shuma, but that sounds like, oh, when he's 13. But in the 13th year itself, which is from age 12 to 13, then it's a Shuma. So what's the halacha in the 13th year? In the beginning, it sounds like that even according to Rabban in the 13th year, it is a sign. It's only up until 12 that it's not. But then the last statement sounds like that no, after 13, only when you're in the 14th year is it a sign. My love, Tanoihi, isn't it a machlekes Tanoim according to the Rabbanan? Which is that we're talking about in the 13th year, which that's Toich Zman, that's that year before Bar Mitzvah for a boy, as we learned in the Mishnah, that's the machlekes Tanoim over here, which is the machlekes Amarim we brought in the previous stuff. The Mar Savar, the first version, which says up until 12 is a Shuma, Savar, he holds Toich Zman K'Lach Zman. Yeah, after 12, even before Bar Mitzvah, that year before, that Toich Zman is like Lach Zman if there's two pubic hairs. But the last statement, which says that no, only when it's 13, because he holds Toich Zman, K'Lif Neizman, that during that year before, even if there's two pubic hairs, it's like when a little boy brings, which is not going to be a Simon of Godless. So seemingly it's Machlekes Tanoim. Rosh Gemara says, Lo, no. The Kuli Amma, everyone holds, like we had proven actually on the top of this Amma from the previous Daf, that Toich Zman K'Lif Neizman, that year before Bar Bas Mitzvah is like even the year before that or the year before that, and it's not going to be a sign of Godless. And both of these statements in the Braisa are talking about a girl. Now, Veresha, the beginning of the Braisa, that sounds like that in the 13th year, once she's 12, that it's a simon of godless. That's Rebbe, who's the halacha, the Tana of our Mishnah, as we brought in the previous daf, that he holds by a girl in the 13th year is already lachas man. Once she's 12, she's considered an adult. So therefore, it's going to be a siman. The save at the end of the brace, it sounds like that even in the when she's 12 years old, there's going to be a shuma, it's just a mole, is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We brought in the previous stuff that he says, only when she's 13, because he holds the opposite of what we normally know with a boy and a girl, he holds that actually in the 13th year for a girl is actually Teichzman. And therefore, all the answers the Gemara is going to give is going to maintain what we proved from the previous stuff in the top of the summon, that Teichzman is actually Kilifnezman. And everyone's holding that it's Kilifnezman. The only machlekes is, regarding a girl, what's considered the Acharzman. Is that 13 or 12? And that's the two different statements in our brace. Or the Ibaisim, if you want, you could say Hava Habatinik. No, not that both statements are regarding a girl. They're both regarding a boy. And it's now the invert. The ratio of Shimon Lazar, and the ratio of the Shimon Lazar, because we're talking about a boy, he holds a boy is bar mitzvah at 12. The Sefer Rebbe, and the Sefer that says that 12 is Kilifnezman is the way we say it, that bar mitzvah is at 13. So 12 is Teichzman, which is Lifnezman. Or if you wanted to say a third approach, no, Habaha Rebbe. Both statements are actually this from the same Tana as Rebbe. Ha Betinik, the second statement that's saying that 12 is like Kilifnezman is talking about a boy. Ha Betinik is the first statement that's making it sound like 12 is La'achazman is talking about a girl. Or similarly, you could say a fourth approach. Both statements are Reb Shimon Elazar. Habatinik, the first teaching is going by a boy who heals a boy is halachically bar mitzvah at 12. So therefore, it's a siman at 12. And Habatinikis, and the second statement, which sounds like only by 13, he's talking about a girl where he heals the girl's bar mitzvah at 13. But again, everyone holds Teichzman is Kilifnezman and refutes those who hold La'achazman and there's no machlokes tanai. Now, in the Braisa, we quote a different opinion. This was regarding the two different opinions, seemingly in the Rabbanan, and that's what we're saying. Is it one opinion, two different opinions to explain it? But Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Amir Simon, he said that from 9 years old up until 12, if they develop two pubic hairs, it's considered a sign of adulthood. Now, however, Amr Bekirs Bedoi Bered Reb Shapsa, he qualifies as, but Vuhusha Aiden Bai. This is only that when they finally become a real adult, they reach that age, that the two pubic hairs are still there. But if they would be lost, if they would be uprooted in that interim time before they become an adult, that would retroactively reveal that it was just a mole and it wasn't a sign of adulthood because then the hairs would have remained there. Time halacha, similar in the Braisa, Ben Teshon V'yim Echad Shehevi Bei Cyrus, that 9-year-old that brings two pubic hairs, everyone agrees Shuma, that's just a mole. Mi ben tesvad yud beis shana v'yem echad, but after that, up until 12 years old and one day, v'oidim boy, and it's still there, so that's where the machlekes is. Tanakamakol is still shuma, it's still going to be, it's still a mole, it's not a sign of adult. B'yishbihudim a simon, again, exactly like he qualified, he holds it's a simon only if it's oidim boy, if it's still there when they reach adulthood. Now, Amar Rav, he paskins, he says, Hilchas Halach is Teichzman, Kilifnezman. That year before Bar Bas Mitzvah is like Kilifnezman, even if you develop two pubic hairs, it's not going to be a halacha of adult for the punishments of an adult. Now, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Masnil Lishmaitz, the Rav, he said over this teaching of Rav, Baha'i Lishna, in this following format, meaning from the teaching that he says over from Rav, you could also infer the same idea that Teichzman is Kilifnezman. He just didn't say it. His version wasn't that Rav came out and said that, oh, Teichzman is Kilifnezman. He said a halacha, but in that halacha, you could infer that this idea. His teaching was Amar Rav that Ketana, Kol Yud Beishana, a girl, all 12 years, meaning up until she becomes a bas mitzvah, Memanis Vahilechas, she could refuse and she could leave the rabbinic marriage that she was in. And which is when her, if she was an orphan and her mother or brothers marry her off, so that's a rabbinic marriage. And we're not concerned that maybe in those years, let's say at age 11, she brought two pubic hairs, because even if she brings it, it's a shuma, it's just a mole. And that's where he's saying up until age 12, so even the year before Teichzman, you see that Rav is holding is Kilifnezman, is like before the time. So that's, you could infer it from this teaching. Now, Mekam Be'eloch, after she's Bas Mitzvah, she's 12 years old, then Einem Me'enis, then she can't do Miyun anymore, because maybe she brought two pubic hairs, which at age 12 is going to be a sign of godless, because it's already La'achazman, and now that she's an adult, she can't go ahead and just do Miyun anymore. However, if she's a Yavama, meaning if her husband died without any children, so then we don't consider her an adult, which is required to do Chalitza, we're not going to consider her an adult, and therefore Ve'ena Chalitza. Even though she's already 12, she can't do Chalitza. No, so the Gemara asks, Haguva Kasha. This is internally a difficulty. Amrit Einem Amenis. You say when she's 12 years old, she can't do Mien anymore. We already consider her an adult. Mien is only when she's still a minor. Sama Gedailhi. Obviously, when she's 12 years old, you consider an adult if she brings two pubic hairs. Now, igadoli, if she's an adult, so tachlis, so she should be able to do chalitza. Now, v'chitem emesavkele, and if you're going to say, no, they're in doubt if she brought two pubic hairs or not, so therefore, since we don't know, so mean you can't do, because maybe she did bring two pubic hairs, and chalitza she can't do, because maybe she didn't bring it. That is the Gemara, o mi mesavkele, is Rava in doubt? But it's obvious to Rava that once the girl reaches Bas Mitzvah age 12 years old, that for sure she brought her two pubic hairs, because Vama Rava, Rava said, Katana Shigila Chalal Shanaisel, a minor that reaches the age of maturity of 12 years old, in the Tzricha Bedika, she doesn't have to have an inspection to see if she has two pubic hairs. Chazaka, Evisaman, there's a presumption that she brought it. So therefore, we're back to the question, so then she should be able to do Chalitza. Says the Gemara, no, Hanamil Bistama. Rava's teaching was, in general, without anything otherwise known, then we assume. Here the halacha is told me where we checked and we don't find the two pubic hairs. Then we don't presume, and therefore she can't do chalitza. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then temayin. If we don't see two pubic hairs, even if she's 12, she's not considered an adult, she should be able to do mian. Says the Gemara, chayshin shemanashu. You're right, but we're concerned that maybe there were two pubic hairs and they fell out. And then she was an adult, and therefore she's not going to be able to do mian. But maybe they weren't there, and therefore she can't do chalitza. So says the Gemara, Hanich l'manda mechayshin. The answer you just gave goes well according to the one who holds that we suspect that there's such a thing that could happen, that they were the hears and that they fell out. So although we don't see it, that doesn't prove it wasn't there. Elamanda amein chayshin. According to the one the pinna holds that we don't have that concern. Michael, remember, what are you going to say? Because the Idma, we learned it's a machlekes. Rav Papa amein says ain chayshin shemenosh. You don't have this concern that maybe it was there and it's not there. If you see it's not there, that means say she never developed that this age yet. And therefore, she's not an adult. Rav Papa Yamar Cheshin, he says that we are concerned. But according to Rav Papa, what are you going to say? So says the Gemara, Nohani Mila in Chalitza. That was all said regarding Chalitza, meaning, if she's coming to Chalitza, what's called the Achazman, after she's already Bas Mitzvah, after 12 years old, and we check and we don't find, so then we're not concerned, so to speak, we're not Cheshish to say that, oh no, maybe she really is an adult and she could do Chalitza. Because we presume that she had some on them, she had two pubic hairs, they just fell out. No, it's regarding that he says in Cheshin. Avleinim miyun Cheshin. But regarding miyun, the ability to just refuse the rabbinic marriage as an orphan and just move out? No, there we are concerned that maybe they were there and that they fell out stringently. And therefore, the bia that he did with her required her. And therefore, she would actually require a get, and it wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough to do a chalitza because she's not an adult. We can't presume that she's an adult. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the interpretation you're saying, that Rav Papa says in chayshin was only as a to say that we're not going to say a leniency of chayshin. So mechalal demadam chayshin. So then the inference is that Rav Papa, who says that we are concerned, obviously is saying as a leniency. That he's concerned to say that it was there and it fell out, that chaletzis, that yeah, we allow her to do chalitza. But for chayshin ba'alma kamer, the word chayshinan sounds like astringency. We're concerned. Not that most definitely was there in the fell out. How could you let this woman go do chalitza if you check and you don't see any pubic hairs? We can't presume that she's an adult. You could suspect, but how can then you interpret that no, Rav Papa would be chayshish to substantiate the answer we gave? He just said in chayshin as a leniency, but as a astringency you would be. Then Rav Papa that says chayshin as a leniency? So the rather says the Gemara, no, lo'ilam. Truth is, this that Rava said, that when she, even though she's already 12, she cannot do miyun, is talking about delay batka, where we didn't check her. So therefore, mistama, just in general, we say that once she reached the age of 12 years old, most definitely we presume that she has two pubic hairs, and she doesn't need a batika, and therefore, yeah, she's going to require a get, because she's already an adult, and therefore she can't do miyun anymore. Now, but then, Nulin Chalitza, so then why can't she do Chalitza? Because Chayshinan, because we're concerned that maybe she didn't bring Simanim. But then the question we had asked, but Rabbi said the Chazaka is that she brought Simanim. And that says, that's not difficult because Fechikam, Rabbi Chazaka, he didn't say it in every area. When did Rabbi say that we presume that there was pubic hairs when she's 12 years old? Is Lemion, is for Mion to say that we cannot say that she could just go ahead and do Mion. Aval chalitza by badika, but for chalitza we're going to require badika to be done. So for certain things like for rabbinic halacha of mian, so that we say okay, we're, for that kedushin we're going to presume that it wasn't there, that it was there, and therefore she can't do it anymore. But for the laws of chalitza, as that leniency, that we're not going to say, and for that she's going to require badika. Amrav Dimim Narda says Hilchas al Chayshish and Shem Anashu. The halacha is that we're concerned that maybe the pubic hairs fell out. So if a girl already became 12 years old and they checked and they didn't find it, that's still, we're not going to allow her to go ahead and do Mia. Now, but he qualifies and says Vahanimila Hecha the Kitcha Bateches Ma. But this is only where she was engaged as an orphan by her mother and their brothers with her will in the year before she became Bas Mitzvah. And they cohabited already after she became Bas Mitzvah, after she already reached 12 years of age. Why? Because in that situation, the Ikka Sveka, there's already a doubt of the Isra of Eshes Ish, of being a married woman, that's deraita, that's biblical. Because the moment they have cohabitation after she's already Bas Mitzvah, that is, maybe at that point, she already had the two pubic hairs. So then that Bia is a bona fide Kedushin, which one of the three ways of doing Kedushin is with Bia. And since she's already an adult, because she's already over 12, and maybe she had the two pubic hairs, so then she obviously cannot go out with Mian anymore. It's already a suffix deraisa, because maybe there were the pubic hairs. We don't see it now, but maybe it was there. Avamikara, but he says, but beforehand, if she passed 12 years old and she didn't have Bia yet, then loy. Then we're not concerned that maybe they were there and that they fell out, because she never had a bona fide biblical kedushin, because the actions of the minor are nothing to be engaged unless as a minor if her father received the kedushin. But here there's no father, she's an orphan. And this that the brothers and the mother can marry off are only rabbinic. So therefore, out of the doubt, we're not going to be stringent on here in this rabbinic case where we don't find that the hearers are there and we don't say that maybe they fell out. Now, but when she most definitely brought the Simonim, when we see the two pubic hairs are there, so even though the first Kedushin were not biblical Kedushin, they were only rabbinic, the Rabbana did not institute a Miyun for an adult. Because now we see that she's an adult. So although she didn't have Bia yet, and you would say, okay, so then she should be able to do Miyun. No, the whole Halacha of Miyun was only instituted for a minor. And when she's an adult, she can't do Miyun anymore because that when we know for sure that she's an adult, because then it might come to create a situation where if she's an adult and she already had Bia, she's going to still do Mian, and that's a biblical bona fide Eishes Ish Dereisa, because the Bia that he has with her when she becomes an adult creates the Kedushin, so then they wouldn't be able to. But when it's in doubt and they didn't have Bia yet, so then she can go ahead and still do Mian even after she's 12 years old, if we see that the here is not there, and then we're not going to be Chayshin Shem Anashu. Only be Chayshin Shem Anashu if they additionally had Bia La'achar Zman. Now going back to the theme of the Halacha of our Mishnah, Amrav Huna, which this was regarding the Teich Zman, the halach of the year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, regarding the Nadarim and their hektation. So Amrav Huna says, Hiktish, if the boy in the year before Bar Mitzvah, what's called Teich Zman, is a boy who knew how to make a neder, he knew who he's making for Hashem, and he makes something hektish. V'achal, and then he eats the thing that he was makdish, which you're not allowed to because it's designated to Hashem. So like, he gets lashes for violating that neder. So although generally a boy under 13 years old, even if he's 12, is not a barinch, doesn't get punishments, here he's going to get lashes. Why? Because Shinema, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, it says, Ish, a man, ki yafli neder, he's going to enunciate a vow. Now, from that yafli is where we learn out the halach of mufla samach l'ish, which is someone who knows, mufla, he knows who he's making the neder for, and the term samach l'ish means that he's near the age of becoming an adult, which is the year before the age of bar mitzvah, which is fitting to go ahead and bring the two pubic hairs, which by a girl, it's all the 12th year, meaning when she's 11, and by the boy, it's the whole 13th year, meaning when he's 12. So we see from there that they're including the laws of Nadar. Now, there's a pasuk later on by Midbar that says, V'lo yachal devar, should not desecrate his word. Now, although in that pasuk it doesn't say kiyafli, but since we learn out from kiyafli that if he knows in the year before Bar Mitzvah who to enunciate for his ned is going to be a neder, so then he's included in bal yachal. Why? Because in that pasuk of bal yachal, of don't desecrate your vow, it says, ish ki de neder. And from the halacha of mufla samach l'ish, we include the mufla samach l'ish that is included in the category of ish regarding the darim. And near ish, it says le'achal devari. So therefore, it tells us the following idea. Kashi yeshne ba'aflo, whoever is included in enunciation of a vow, yeshne ba'bal yachal, is included in bal yachal, which includes even the boy who's 12 and the girl that's 11. V'chashi ein ba'aflo, ein ba'bal yachal, whoever is not included in making a vow, they're not included in the punishment of not desecrating. Therefore, since his vow is a vow, and then he eats that hektish that he made a neder for, he's going to get that lashes of bal yachal. Now, Masr Rav Huna by Yehuda l'Rava, some have the Gersa, some not, and according to those who have it, it's going back on the Rabbah who quoted before, that he holds Teichzman is Kelefnezman. He holds that there's no Einshim for a boy under Bar Mitzvah and a girl under Bas Mitzvah. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda is asking on him, which is L'Sayula Rav Huna, which actually supports Rav Huna, who said that, yeah, you could have a boy who's getting a punishment of lashes, even in that year before Bar Mitzvah. Why? Because we learn in the Braisa, as we continue Talmud Beis, that says as follows, since we find the pasuk equates a minor like an adult, meaning from this kiafli, which we said sounds like whoever knows to enunciate when they're near the age of adulthood, so we see that although 12 years old for a boy and 11 for a girl, they're still considered minors that whole year, still the pasuk is equating the minor like the adult, lizdain shvua, for the deliberateness of making a violating their what they swear. Ula Isser, and for the prohibition of a neder, Ula Bal Yachal, and for the violation of not to desecrate their word. So, since you see that they're included in these halachas, Yachal Yehechai, Valek Desha Karbin, so you would think that, so too, this minor, this 12-year-old, would also be liable for what he sanctifies, that when he does Me'ilo, when he misappropriates and he benefits, he eats his hectares, that he would be Chayiv Karbin. Because you see, he's liable for his nedarim and for his shavuos. Tamalim is zehadav, that's what the pasuk says. The brayser comes to teach zehadav ashet tzibah. This is the thing which Hashem commanded. In other words, for the iser and for bal yachal. That's why I said that his iser is an iser and his neder is going to be neder of bal yachal, but not for the halach of a carbon for me'ilo when it's done by mistake. Rather, when it's done deliberately, a violation of their neder, which is bal yachal, then he's going to get the lashes. So says the Gemara, Ketanim Mias. One thing we see from this brayis is le'iser, that is the prohibition of the neder, ulebal yachal chayiv, and that he's liable for the iser of desecration, which when it's done deliberately gets a punishment of lashes. So that supports Rav Huna, and according to those who have the Gersa, not like Rav. Says the Gemara, no, Amos say it's not le'iser ulebal yachal. It means le'iser bal yachal, means to say that this 12-year-old is included in the prohibition of not to desecrate, meaning a general iser, but not for the punishment of Malkus, because there is no punishment for a minor under Bar Mitzvah. And it's not two different things. It's the iser b'yachal. Says the Gemara, iser b'yachal? Is that what it's coming to include, that the Bryce is coming to say that he has the prohibition of b'yachal? Manavshach, either way you look at it. If you say that the boy the year before Bar Mitzvah and the girl the year before Bas Mitzvah is a biblical halacha from the pasuk Kiafli Linda Neder that it comes to tell us a mukla samachli ish, so milka namiluki, so then he should also get lashes, because as long as you say his neder is a neder, so then he has the equivalency of bal yachal. And if you say it's not a biblical halacha, so it's a namilekir, so then there shouldn't even be a prohibition on this boy if he eats it, because even if the rabbanu are coming to institute to say that, oh, we consider his vow as a vow, it's, let's say, for others not to eat his ektosh, or himself when he becomes an adult. But as a minor, they're not coming to make something prohibited for him, because a minor is not someone that is in the category of having the takanas drabanan on him. So what is it talking about? How can you say there's no punishment, but there's going to be an iser? So that says the Gemara, no, it's actually, like it's like we're saying, it's rabbinic. So who's the iser on? It means la'aysen ha-muzhar malav, for those who are prescribed on the minor, that to make sure that the minor doesn't do things that are prohibited, that's their responsibility. They're the ones who get the iser of bal yachal. But you're right, there's no punishment over here, because they're not violating it. They have the iser, and you're right, the minor doesn't have any iser at all, because there is no halacha of bal yachal. There's only, because we're talking about a minor, and therefore, that we're saying that it's not going to be a problem for the minor itself, because the minor doesn't get punishment. Says the Gemara, but okay, then Shema Minab, one thing you could infer then from this price, the way you're explaining it, is that Katan Eichel Nevelis, if a minor is eating not kosher, Bez the Mitzuvah Nolav Lafrishay, that you see that others, the courts, those who are responsible for them, have to separate him, which is a machleik is in Yavamah Staf Kufidal Medalv. Here you're saying that, oh, who's the Isser for? We said it doesn't make sense. How could you have an Isser without a punishment? Either if it's biblical, then you should have both, and if it's rabbinic, you shouldn't have either one. So he said, no. It's not relevant. We're not talking about it. You're right. You can't have someone in the middle. Let's say we're saying that there's no problems for the minor. The iser is for those who are responsible for him. So you see that when the minor does something wrong, that then those who are responsible for him have that responsibility. But then that's not like the other opinion that has brought Masechet Yevamos. Says Gemara, no. What are we talking about over here? The truth is like the words we quote in the Brayis are. It's not iser bal yachal. It's two different things. There's an iser over here, and there's bal yachal, which means to say that there's going to be bona fide lashes over here. And still, you cannot support Rav Huna from this braisa. Because this that we said, that there's going to be lashes for the hektish that the minor, the 12-year-old, had made, it doesn't mean for the minor. Because like Rabbi said that no, a minor doesn't get punishments. It's for others who eat his hektish. We're talking about where the minor made the hektish, since he's muflus and mechlish, he can make hektish. And we're saying this, that we're saying that this is isser, that this could be lashes. If someone else eats that hektish, so it's a bona fide hektish, and they're going to get lashes for that. But says the Gemara, hanich leman da'amar, but that works only well according to the pin that says, hektish hu v'och lachem leken, that when the minor makes something hektish and others eat it, so then they can get lashes. But according to the one who holds that others don't get lashes for his hektish, what are you going to say? Because the Itmar, we learned, this is machlekes. Hektish hu v'och lachem, if this 12-year-old makes something hektish and others eat it. So Rav Kahana amar ein leken, he says, someone else who eats it does not get lashes. They both say, look, and he does get lashes. So according to one that says that they don't. So you're back to the question, how do we interpret this braisa? So says the Gemara that, according to the one who holds that others will not get lashes, so they're actually going to explain the braisa that, like we had said, although it says le'isr u le'bal yachal, they're going to explain, like we said, it's one thing. It's le'isr bal yachal. It just means that there's an isr. Now, we said, so how could it be an isr without a punishment? So actually, this isser is midrabbanan. It's actually rabbinic. And therefore, that's not difficult that the rabbanan said that it's prohibited, it's prescribed, but it's rabbinic. V'kra, and although we brought a pasuk of kiyafli, which is equating the minor to the adult, no, that's a smach me'am, that's just an illusion. And therefore, it's not difficult. You could have an isser without a punishment. It's not a biblical isser at all. It's just rabbinic. And therefore, that's the understanding of the braisa, so why it doesn't support this teaching of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara goes back to explain, gufa we learned. So, hiktish v'och lachem, we had this machlokes regarding if the minor sanctifies something and others eat it, Rav Kanam ain't like, and he says the adult does not get lashes, and they say, no, he does get lashes. So the Gemara, Mike Mifli, regarding what are they disagreeing about? So Marasav, Rav Yechim Mishlokesh, they hold, muflus ha-mechlish, so this halacha of the year before bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, this neder that they make is a biblical halacha. Umar Savar, Muflis HaMechlish, Rabbanan. Rav Kahana held it's rabbinic, so if it's rabbinic, so if someone else eats, it's not going to get punishments. So yeah, it's biblical hektish. Someone who eats it is going to get lashes. Now, must have Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah asks from the following Bryce on Rabbi Yechim Mishlokesh. The Bryce says, Yisayma, an orphan girl that her mother married her off, which therefore she could leave the marriage any point when she's still a minor, because her marriage is only rabbinic. Only a father could biblically marry off a minor daughter. So this orphan, Shenadra, that made a vow, so the halacha is baila meifala. Her husband can nullify her vow. Now, this that we're calling her yisayma is only as long as she's a minor, which is as long as the time that she could do mian. So it says the Gemara as follows. Iyamet b'shleima mufla samech lish rabbanan. If you hold that the year before bas mitzvah is rabbinic halacha, so this that we're calling her yisayma, obviously she's not yet an adult. And you could only make a neder the year before. So she's in the category now of muflis hamechlish. So if you hold that it's rabbinic, so that means to say her neder is only rabbinic. Oh, so therefore it makes sense the braisa that her husband could be made for her neder, because although his marriage to her is only rabbinic, fine, us in the student rabbanan, so a rabbinic marriage could come, umavatli neder rabbanan, could nullify the rabbinic vow that she's making. I mean to say, rabbinically we see it as a neder, so rabbinically we see their marriage as a marriage. And when a wife is married to a husband, the husband could be made for it. So that's the equivalent of rabbinic and rabbinic. But if you hold that the halacha of her neder the year before bas mitzvah is a biblical neder, so asur nisun drabbanan, so her rabbinic marriage could come along and nullify her biblical vow. How's that gonna work? So Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, he says, you're right, but baila meifala miman nafshach. Her husband could nullify it either way you look at it. Why? So, Idraban, if you say it's rabbinic like the other opinion, so that we explained, that's the Rabbanu, so his nullification is working on the rabbinic level, because he's rabbinically married to him. But even Idraban, if you say that it's a biblical vow, and he's only rabbinically married to her, so you're right. It's not going to be, quote, a hafara, because he doesn't have that authority. But katan oichel nebelesu, what is it at the most? She's still a minor. She's only 11 years old. So she's a minor that's doing something prohibited because she really made a vow. And he's, quote, nullifying. And, oh, we're saying it's nullified. But it's not really because he can't. So she's doing something wrong? Fine. But ve'ein bezne mitzuvah, no lav lafrishay. But the court is not commanded to go ahead and separate her. And neither is the husband. And they don't have to stop her. So therefore, either way you look at it, it's not going to be a problem. But says the Gemara, okay, that's good for that year. But ve'ki gadla, but when she becomes an adult, when she goes and becomes bas mitzvah, Achla bafar kamaisa. She's going to continue eating what she had made a neder not to, because her husband, who was rabbinically married to her at that time, had nullified it. But that hafar, we just said, really is not a real hafara. It's only then we're not concerned because she's just a cut neichel nevelis, but it's going to come out when she's bas mitzvah, she's going to be a gadol neichel nevelis. So how are we going to live with that? So Amar Rabbi Bar Levi says, no, baila meifula kol shah v'shah. We're talking about with a husband, he's constantly nullifying the vow that she says. No, I'm saying you have no right to make this neder, and he says it every single time, even when she becomes bas mitzvah. Ah, and behusha bal. And we're also talking about that after she became bas mitzvah, he had relations with her. With that relations, go ahead and makes it a bona fide biblical kedushin, because now that she's an adult, it's considered a valid kedushin that she's doing with him. So now that she's biblically married to him, now he's going to biblically nullify her vow. And that's when it's going to take effect. So when she's a minor, okay, it's cut neichel nevelis. And when she becomes an adult, so now it's going to be nullified biblically. So it won't be a gadol neichel nevelis. But says the Gemara, but that's problematic because V'ein bal mefer, a husband cannot nullify vows b'kaidmin that were there before he was married, as the Gemara brings in Masechtas Nedarim. Now, this vow was made a year before, so although he was, quote, married to her, but he wasn't biblically married to her. It's only now that she's bas mitzvah that he's biblically married to her. And these vows were there before, and the husband cannot nullify vows that were there before. So how is he doing that? Says the Gemara, no, that's not difficult, because Kedra Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Damar Pinchas Mishmei Derava, he says, Kala Neideres, any woman that takes a vow, Al Das Bailehi Neideres. It's with the intention and the understanding and the agreement of her husband that she makes the vow. So this girl, that 6 months ago that she was a minor, her intention was on her husband that she's taking the neder. So when did we say that the husband cannot nullify pre-existing vows? That's when she wasn't married to him at all, even on rabbinic level, at the time when the neder was made. Here she was at least rabbinically married, so it's her husband, and she's having in mind that, you know, he has that authority. So though biblically he can't, but that's not considered a problem of Ein Bal Mefer B'Kaidmin. Another interpretation is actually to say that actually you don't have to say that Bryce is talking about, that the husband is nullifying at all times, and it's that he even nullified after she became Bas Mitzvah. Actually, we could say that you're right, her neder is biblical. And then the question was, so how could his rabbinic marriage go ahead and nullify the biblical vow? It could be. Why? Because her whole intention was with the acceptance and the acquiescence of the husband. So though we're not coming from the law of, oh, his rights, because that's not going to, a rabbinic right cannot nullify biblical rights, a biblical vow, but she's giving him that right. She's like, that's my husband. So although it's only rabbinic, but she's looking at, oh, if he accepts, fine. If not, not. Therefore, he has the right, even though it's rabbinic marriage, to nullify her biblical vow. And again, therefore, it's not difficult on Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish from this brisa. Now, Amabai, he says, Tashma, it's being a raya from Mishnah Masechtas Terumah, not like the other opinion of Rav Kahana. The Mishnah says, Katan Shalai Hevi Beit Cyrus, a minor who didn't bring two pubic hairs. So Behudoim, he says, Ain Truma Se Truma. So he's not valid to go ahead and separate Truma from the Tevel. Rabbi Yisiam, he says, Achalai Bola Inas Nedarim Ain Truma Se Truma. Only if he's not yet 12 years old, which is the time of him being able to make a vow, which is the year before Mitzvah, then I agree it's not going to be Truma. But Mishabala Inas Nedarim, when he reaches the time of being able to take a neder, that's what we call Mufla Samach Ish, when we check and inspect his Nedarim, and then he could technically possibly make a neder. Then Trumasi Truma, then he's also able to go ahead and take off Truma at that point. Now, Savrua, the Rabbanan, those in the yeshiva who wanted to ask from this Mishnah of Kahana, they thought to say as follows, that Ksavra B'Yisi, or B'Yisi held, who we're quoting his opinion now, that Truma Bezman Azed Erei, so that biblically, even today, there's Alacha of Truma. And still he's saying that when the boy reaches 12 years of old, what's called Einas Nedarim, his Truma is going to be valid Truma. Now, Truma, Hektish, Neder, they're all the same thing. Essentially what is happening is that with the person's word, they're sanctifying this thing, and they're designating this as Truma or Hektish or a Neder, whatever it is. So they're all working with the same vested power of a person's words. So therefore, they had the following question. If you say, like Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish, that the year before is a biblical halacha, so this 12-year-old boy is biblically considered a valid proponent to go ahead and have a hektish and have a truma and have a neder. Therefore, although truma b'zmanas is deraisa, he could fix biblical tevel on tithe produce. But Eliyahu Drabban, but if you hold Rav Kahana that it's only rabbinic law, asi gavad drabban, a rabbinic person, which is what this 12-year-old boy is, could come with Mesak and Tevel Deraisa and fix biblical Tevel? Seemingly not like Rav Kahana. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi Yisi Truma Zvana said Rabbanan. He holds Truma in these days is rabbinic. So therefore, that's why a 12-year-old boy who is rabbinic could go ahead and fix the table, which is only rabbinic. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yisi Truma Zvana said Rabbanan. Is that really? Rabbi Yisi holds the Truma in today's times after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's only rabbinic law. But Vatanya B'Seder Olam, we learned the Braisa in what's called the text of Seder Olam. The pasuk says in the Varim, Asher Yerusha Avesecha B'Rishta, that which your fathers inherited and that you will inherit it. What's these two terminologies? So there's the Yerusha Rishayna, the first inheritance of your fathers in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. And then you have Bishniya, the second time in the days of Ezra, which was by the time of the building of the second Beis Hamikdash. That Yeshlehen, that they had, because by the Golus of Nebuchadnezzar, by the first Churban Beis Hamikdash, so there was a nullification of the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they had to go ahead and re-inherit it and to sanctify it a second time. So that's the two terminologies. But Shlishis, but a third time, meaning in the future, Ein Lehen, then they're not going to have, quote, a Yerusha, meaning to say that they won't have to inherit it to go ahead and re-sanctify the land because the sanctity of the land has not been nullified from Exer Zakasav, from the source here in the Torah, which is saying that only two times you have inherited. A third time you won't have to because the Kedusha Zaharit has remained. Now, so that means to say that Trumas Manazah would be Deraisa because the sanctity of the land is still there. Now, V'amar B'yichin, Rabbi B'yichin said in general, the man Tana Seder Olam, who's the Tana that taught the Brises of Seder Olam? It's Rabbi Yisi. He's the anonymous opinion that we have when we have the Brises in Seder Olam. Just like we say in general, Stam Asnit Remeir, regular anonymous Mishnah is Remeir. Stam Tana in Seder Olam is Rabbi Yisi. And we see that he holds the Trumas Manazah says Deraisa. Says the Gemara, you're right, Rabbi Yisi Tanila. He taught the Brises because he's the Tan in Seder Olam, but V'lei Sabalah, he does not hold to that drasha that says that there is no third inheritance. Rather, he holds, no, most definitely the Kedusha Saaretz was Batal, and therefore Truman Ben Zman Hazeh is Rabbana, and that's why he holds that Muflat Samech Liish, who although it's only Rabbinic, could go ahead and fix the Tevel, which is only Rabbinic Ben Zman Hazeh. Says the Gemara Chana Mestab, it's actually logical the way we're answering. Because Tanu learned the Braisa that says Isa, a dough of chulin, of unconsecrated dough, Shinidmo, which got mixed in and fell in, a saw of truma, a measurement of truma, into less than 100 of chulin. If there's 100 to 1, it would nullify the truma, and wouldn't be any consideration of truma. But there was less than that ratio. Oish neschamtsev asar shel truma, or became fermented through the yeast of truma, so therefore there's an essential element over here of truma in this dough. So as katinta b'memzayin menalv, so the first opinion says, chayev es b'chala. This dough is still going to have an obligation of chala, meaning, although there's a presence of truma over here, we don't say that the truma element over here is going to exempt it from the chiyuv of chala. So although truma itself, when you have truma, there's no obligation on the truma taking of chala to give it to the kain. But when you have this dimua, this mixture of truma inside of it, it is chayiv of chala. Why? Because dimua, this mixture of, let's say when you have 90 to 1 of chulin to truma, is rabbinic halacha. Because biblically, there's the nullification actually in the ratio of 2 to 1, like the passage in Shemos Chav Gimel, Achiram Lahatis. It's only rabbinically that the Rabban required a ratio of 100 to 1. So therefore, this rabbinic halacha that we consider the Truma as existent over here, because it's not a 100 to 1 ratio, that's not strong enough to exclude the obligation of Chala, and that's even Bezman Hazeh, because these opinions hold that of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Chala Bezman Hazeh is Deraisa. So this rabbinic halacha of dimu cannot uproot the biblical obligation of challah. And so to the ending of Salas B'tful Yad. So although truma could become pasul by being touched by someone who was tummy and immersed himself that day, this dough is not going to become pasul from B'tful Yad. That's different from Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yasi, who's the one we're talking about, Rabbi Shimon, they're poitrim in a challah. They say that no, this dough is going to now be exempt from the obligation of separating a portion of challah to give it to the kain. Because as we're going to explain, they hold that challah b'zman hazeh is drabbanan. So therefore, this rabbinic halacha of dimua, to say that we consider it mixed in over here of truma, could preclude the rabbinic obligation of challah because it's truma. Rabbinically, it's truma, and rabbinically, then you don't have to take of challah. And that's what we said, that Rabbi Yasi, although he said that braisa, obviously, it didn't hold of it because we see Rabbi Yisi holds clearly the Chal B'zman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. And these rabbis who are bringing a proof from this halacha over here, they assume and they say that just like Rabbi Yisi holds that Chal B'zman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, so too is Truma, which is also something that's a Kedusha Sa'aretz type of matana that's given to the Kohen. So similarly, it would be the same thing. So says the Gemara, Sabru, they thought, Mandam Truma Deraisa, the one who says Truma is biblical, Chal Deraisa. It's the same thing. They're gifts from the produce of the land that are given to the Gan, it's dependent on Kedusha's Arutz, that then Chal would be biblical. And Mandam Truma Drabanan, Chal Drabanan. So therefore, as follows. If it's very good if you say Rabbi Yossi holds chal b'zman zeh drabanan, that it's rabbinic. So that's why he says, asi dimur drabanan, mafke chal drabanan. That's why the rabbinic dimur, the mixture of truma, which is only rabbinically considered like truma, is there. That could preclude the obligation of taking off chal. But if you would say the chal would be biblical, asi dimur drabanan, mafke chal daraisa, so obviously you see a proof, like we're saying, that he holds that it's drabanan. Which the Gemara says that no. The dimba, but maybe, even though you see from here that Rabbi Yossi holds that chal is drabban bezman hazeh, even so, ksav Rabbi Yossi, you can say Rabbi Yossi holds truma bezman hazeh derais. You could say that truma he holds is biblical, and only with chal drabban, and therefore you don't have the hachanam bestabra that you wanted to prove, you don't have that proof. Why? As the Gemara says, v'had ravun nebered yishua. Because the Amr Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua, he says, Ashke chasina l'rabbanan, I mean, like he had responded, which the Gemara is going to bring, that Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua said, Ashke chasina l'rabbanan, the Meirav, the Yasvei Kami, he says, I encountered the students of the yeshiva of Rav, that they were sitting and they were saying that, they wanted to say that even according to the opinion that holds that truma in these days is only rabbinic, chala d'iraisa, but chala would be biblical. Why? Why is chala more stringent? The 7 years when they just entered Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that took 7 years to conquer and 7 years to divide the land, they're already at that first moment already obligated in the law of chala. Like it says by the law of chala, right when you come into the land, and they already came in. But at that point, those first 14 years, they weren't obligated at Meiser, because by Meiser, the pasuk says in the Devarim Yadal, Tavua Zaracha has to be the produce of your seed until everyone recognized their own portion, which was only after they conquered and then divided. So therefore, you see that Chal is more stringent, and it's not dependent on the laws of Truma. So although Trumas and Meisers would be Dirabban Mizman Hazeh, that we could say that they would hold that Chal would be Dairais. On that, and this is the part we're quoting, that's where Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua says, I responded to them, actually the exact opposite, I could say. Even according to the one who holds that Truma in these days is biblical, Chal drabanan, but Chal would be rabbinic. Why? Oh, didn't we see that if anything, Chal is more stringent? Yeah, but for a different reason, it would only be Bezman Hazeh drabanan, even if you say the Kedusha Saaretz is there. The Braisa says, if all we had, and the pasuk that talks about the obligation of chala is the words that says that when you come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, then you're obligated in chala. So Yochel, you would think, that once two or three spies already entered, it's already considered that you came in, and then you would already be obligated in chala. Therefore it says, no, that when you come in the plural, only when all of you Jewish people come into Eretz Yisrael, that's when you have in chala. But now when only part of the Jewish people come into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he says, V'chiaskinu Ezra, that when the time is the second Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra brought the Jewish people back from Bavel, Lekulu Salik, not all the Jewish people went in. And therefore, even if you could say that there's Kedushas Arts and there's an obligation of Truma, but Chal is not going to be, because that's totally B'vayach, and all the Jewish people come, and therefore that's exactly like we said. It's not a rider B.C. holds. He could hold that the Truma B'zman Hazeh, he could hold that it's, that it's, he could hold that chala bezman hazeh, like he's saying, is drabanan. That still wouldn't prove the point of regarding truma. He could hold that truma bezman hazeh would still be deraisa. So you don't have the hachanam mistabra that we were trying to say, that we're saying, oh, he holds it's rabbinic, and therefore you could say that the muflus hamachlish is drabanan. And how do we know it's rabbinic? Because we see chal bezman hazeh drabanan. That's not a raya, because you could hold truma bezman hazeh deraisa and still say chal bezman hazeh is drabanan.